2. Art.
Today we're going to see how much you know about China.
It's got the Great Wall.
And rice.
And chopsticks.
No, not that China. Yes, China is a country, but there's another China. The kind you eat off of. This China is a fancy type of porcelain. Porcelain is a material used to make plates, cups, and bowls. When people get married in America, one of the oldest customs is for the bride and groom to choose which type of china they want for their new home. There are 4 main processes in creating china. These are clay making, mold making, glazing, and decorating. In the clay making process, 5 ingredients are mixed together with water and shaped into tubes. These tubes are called pugs, P-U-G-S. In the mold making process, plaster is poured into metal molds to make production molds. These production molds are then used to shape the pugs into plates, cups, and bowls. Next comes the glazing process. Glaze is like liquid glass. When it's heated, glaze forms a protective shell around each piece of china. Glaze is incredibly strong. A store in Canada once showed how strong china is by using 4 teacups to support a race car. Can you picture that? A heavy car with only 1 small cup under each wheel? After glazing, the china is ready for decorating. Here, artists use 85 patterns and 400 different shapes to make the china look beautiful. Then, it's ready to be sold.
Number 1.